I've grown up in this land and suffered some of it, and but today the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, of course, is leading a magnificent fight, and have been sustained, as we know, by the Supreme Court of our nation. I see here in a speech by Thurgood Marshall, the distinguished lawyer who pled the cases for the NAACP, he says that many friends in America, good friends, are advising the association to be patient and not to move too fast. And Mr. Marshall said in a speech in Atlantic City, in regard to the elimination of racial discrimination in this country, Negroes are impatient, they are insistent, they are determined to get their rights as rapidly as possible. In this, they are no different from any other American as far back as the framers of our Declaration of Independence. And in speaking to some of the students at Swarthmore a couple of weeks ago, they felt that I was a little sharp and impatient on this question of desegregation and of our children having the right to go to school like anybody else and holding their shoulders high and not suffering the disabilities that come with segregated schools. And so I would like to say to many friends who ask me often, well, what do you believe, Paul, and why do you fight so hard? Well, maybe I can say I've just been a little impatient.